Hello and welcome to Roll Bravely, a Pathfinder 2nd Edition live play tabletop role-playing game podcast. I am your game master, Charles Reno. Before we get started, let's introduce the table.
Hey everybody, my name is Kenny. I play Amaris. I am a Nephilim Tiefling Ranger. And I don't remember other things.
He has amnesia. That's a character trait.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Am I going now?
Sure. Yeah, you go. Why not?
All right.
Oh, I think somewhere along the way, we decided on camera order except for Wesley. And I'm not really sure why, but
right. I think we just went back. Last. I think we reverted back to the original order. I was just trying to.
Yeah, just
the original order from 5 months ago.
Yeah.
After a 2 month break coming off hot. I'm Tal Deer. I am also a Nephilim. And Nephilim Liberator. And we've played this game very recently, which is why this information is just coming so quick. Fast.
Fast.
Quick fast.
I'm Sammy. I play Taz. He's a goblin.
Oh, my name is Zach. My character's name is Caldeer.
My name is Michelle. I play Wesley Nixon, who is an elf Damphir investigator. She just finished her first Western book, so now she's wearing a bolo tie.
Nice. I like
that she got in the middle of the heist.
She finished reading the book in the middle of the heist and the battle.
I like it's kind of like a meta like television move that Wesley has like wardrobe changes in the middle of action.
It's like, I like it.
I'm here for it. Oh, that's fantastic. As others have pointed out, we took a extended break to have a little summer vacation or whatever. And I thought that with a month off, it would be the perfect time to really like dig into the rules, really figure stuff out. And so, of course, I did none of that. I opened Demiplane twice, maybe. And yeah, so we are going to see how that goes for all of us today. But as I have been admonished for my less than adequate recapping skills, to set the table a little bit for people listening and coming back, including us, frankly. When we last left off, the party had decided to infiltrate Ember's headquarter building in order to locate evidence regarding an accident at mining site 616. They quickly made their way to the top floor, the executive office level, broke into a safe, chased off the last remaining employee, stole some weapons, fought some ghosts, found some maps, and did a bunch of other little stuff. I think that's a pretty concise summary. Anybody want to add anything, point anything else out?
Yeah, I would just like to point out that you made it sound like we like forced our way in, but in reality, we came up with a fucking grand heist to get in.
Yeah, we strolled in that bitch, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we played them. Also, is that an uncrustable, Sammy?
Hell yeah,
it is. Yes, sir. Killer. We're actually heisting this place, and we didn't chase off the employee. We used our heist cover to, you know, get them out of our way.
We swindled them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Duped. They've been had.
5 minutes ago, nobody remembered anything. It just took being able to prove me wrong to bring everything back to the surface.
The fastest way to get to the right answer is to post the wrong one online. Everybody knows that. Yeah.
Also, this isn't really like a heist, because the heist, you know, you walk away with money. We're just looking for a fucking document, basically.
Yeah, true.
Infiltration.
Yeah.
Did we find it?
I posted all the notes I had.
Yeah, I mean,
No. We were supposed to either... There's a basement. We either have to go down to the basement.
No.
Basement
was one way we could enter. Like, that was an option for entering. Like, we could have gone down the forge shaft into the basement to get in here.
Don't you start talking dirty, you.
But, yeah, I mean, we still have not searched the room that the ghosts were in. Like, we opened the door, the ghost assaulted us. We haven't actually searched this last room yet, and I can't remember if we've searched this other room.
There is a pile of scrolls in that room that you just pointed out right now. It's just...
Like, so like, many
don't look
documents.
At these scrolls. Don't look at these documents, you know?
Yeah.
But they just have them all piled right there.
Yeah. Also...
Yeah,
it's possible we already have the information. I don't know that we've actually like taken the time to read like the documents that we have acquired so far. I think we're just trying to get as much stuff as we can get out, and then we'll talk to the mayor / the incompetent spy master and get their take.
You know, was he incompetent or did he just tell us that he didn't know shit to make sure that we got all the information?
I don't know anything, and then winked at us.
He's like, the best way to get intel is to tell him that you have none, and that's your sole job.
Yeah.
No.
I like to think he was incompetent.
But that's my brother, I think.
I think there's a difference between the characters I play and me.
Oh, yeah, we all like to think that.
Just keep it in mind. Just when you're weighing judgment. Yes, so I believe you guys located the armory. You found the weapons there, which I don't believe anybody took. They were mostly ordinary. However, you did find a fulmination fang, which is a dagger, a weapon. Inside the Director of Research and Development's office, you found an alchemical recipe. I think that was all you guys pulled out of there. Guys also searched the vault, where you got 100 gold pieces, a black pearl necklace, a rune shield family dagger, the deed to mine 7 is currently not filled in, as well as the Overmaster's personal journal.
Dude,
and I believe that is it.
We can just fill in the deed with our names. We've actually just heisted an entire mine from these people. That's insane.
We beat the game. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mining sites. Remember, this is a little like thinking like Prospector, like California, you know, the gold rush kind of like these mountains and hillsides have been carved up into mining plots to be... surveyed and excavated, but you're not really certain if there's infrastructure in place, if it's even a valuable site, but you do have the deed, so.
Oh, have the turntables have churned.
Nice. So then, yeah, we'll go into the ghost room, or Taldir will go into the ghost room and roll Percepcione to search through these fucking shits.
I'm going to cautiously approach the door, but not go in there because there were ghosts in there.
Like a sane person. Go ahead and give me that roll, Taldir.
And I'm also keeping my eye on Wesley.
We're back at it, baby.
Well,
a 12 total?
Yep.
You look around and you see, again, kind of said it last time, but we'll reset the stage. The room is somewhat small, crowded with maps, other rolled kind of scrolls. There's a desk kind of in the north that's covered in like surveyor's tools and a bunch of pieces of scrap paper. A couple of maps that are being worked on. You kind of look around through it, but you realize that like this isn't really your strong suit. You don't really know what you're looking at. There's a lot of stuff here and it's probably important, but can't pick through anything meaningful with a 12.
Then I am just going to start putting absolutely everything I can get my hands on in this sack, like as fast as possible. We can always review it later.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you start cramming stuff just into your pack. What's everybody else doing during this time?
I'm just at the door pointing like, oh, don't miss that. Grab that, too.
I'm trying to walk normally, but I feel like I'm walking like the guy on Men in Black, you know, when he's like, sure, water.
like everything's fine.
Ghost.
I'm gonna walk down to, I don't know if we went through this room.
I don't think so.
And it looks like it's open. So I'm just gonna walk over here and then peek into the room. And I just want to see what I see. I want to see what I see. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you peek into the door and you see a large, spacious office, a finely carved desk against the southern window. There is a notebook atop it. Kind of see edge of some furniture to the west, but you can't really make much else out. It looks to be some shelving directly to the west from you, kind of against that northern wall. But from the outside, that's about all you're going to pick up.
Okay. I will, while everyone's doing everything else over there, I just want to walk over here and peek out the windows that are here and see what's happening outside.
Okay, yeah. You peek out, and outside of the window is the courtyard where you entered, and you can kind of see against the gate, like the huddled group of employees who evacuated the building, a couple of blacksmiths. Most of them look office workers in kind of suits and other fine clothing. You can also see that now about a half hour maybe has passed since you guys came in the building and have started your search. You see that there's like a retinue of like dwarven guards, heavy armor and things like that, that you did not see earlier.
A half hour?
Are they like approaching? Oh.
They're kind of hour? Like just in like a formation, kind of aligned right there by the gate.
Okay.
I feel like we've been in here for like 5 minutes tops.
Well, you know, searching takes time. Wesley had to crack a bunch of locks that nobody else could do. And
carry an old man down.
We had to escort an old man downstairs and tell him to fuck off, you know.
Walk an old man, yeah.
I suppose I'll defer to God.
Wesley just hears a voice in her head that's like, where's your beard? There's no beard.
I just want to look crazy.
Yeah, and does someone else also want to investigate this room of documents, perhaps?
I'm going to... I'll do that. Do you say that out loud, or...?
Zach says that out loud, yeah. Just putting it out there, wondering if anybody wants to...
Then I'm good. I'm just going to stand in this doorway. Just
utilize some of their investigative skills. An investigator, perhaps...
I can. I'm my invest. I'm too blocked right now. I got a ghost in me, talking to me.
Yeah, if Teldir looks like he's handling it okay and isn't asking for help, then I'm gonna assume that he's handling it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he knows he needs help. I think he's just putting everything in the fucking box. He doesn't know that he rolled 12 perception.
Zach's just using everybody's title against them today.
Well, as a ranger, I'm going to keep my range from that room and stay the fuck out here.
And as an investigator, I'm going to investigate the ghost inside me. Can I actually do that? Can I figure out what the fuck is inside
talking
me?
To the ghost?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of like feel this other consciousness like butting up against yours, and there is this kind of like intermingling of minds. You can feel it almost like searching through your memories and like pulling back from certain things. And as you kind of like reach out to it, you are also able to kind of like see aspects of its life. Go ahead and roll something. Give me a roll. What do you,
what are you really good at?
Let's call it perception.
I'm good at using my hero point. Okay, let's use my left hand. Okay, still not good. We'll do perception because that's the best one I got. So I got 16.
Okay, yeah. 16 perception. I would say, yeah, you kind of like reach back and you can kind of see like these flashes of living in kind of this sort of hovel that's been set up. The town, still very young at that point, kind of like flashes forward to the home being kind of like built up and expanded. The idea that like he's going to go blame this mining site. It continues to move to the point that he's sort of standing in an office with another dwarf going over this document, and you just feel this like sense of pride and ownership. It continues to move forward, and you kind of like feel the wear and tear, the restlessness, the kind of like sore muscles of like a hard day of work, sitting down at the table, disappointment, dissatisfaction. You move forward again. There's a sense of mourning, of loss. There's a sense of anger. You move forward once more, and you're on a table. You kind of feel these restraints. You've resigned yourself to this fate, but there is terror in those final moments. You try to like shout to remove your consent, to change your mind, to reverse course on this path you have taken, but there is no time. You can feel the essence of your own soul being pulled out of you. And as you experience this, Wesley, you yourself feel the threat of losing your spirit, your life essence, to this pit, and you pull back. And you can almost feel him kind of like glumly looking at you. You can almost see his face, although he is still within you. There is this aspect of like the mind's eye that where you two meet. And he's just kind of shaking his head and sort of fades into the background. And for a moment, you think he might be gone. But there's this overwhelming sense of sadness and burden that remains. Go ahead and roll a will save.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Where's the will? 9 plus 7, 16.
16. No.
Quick, fast math.
Fast math.
You feel as he's like threatened with expulsion and return to this rune that he has been imprisoned within. He grasps onto whatever material your soul is made of and adheres to it. He will not release you, but you remain in control of your body. Mm.
Out of curiosity, is that like, can I see if I notice like what's going on your face? Like, I'm guessing that there's some kind of look of internal struggle. Is that something I would be able to help with will wise or no?
Roll a perception check.
You just see me look terrified and then cry, going through a bunch of emotions.
17 plus 7, 24.
Ooh.
24. Yeah. There's something obviously going on with Wesley. Just, I think as she mentioned earlier, the walk's not quite right. They're very like introspective, turned into herself.
I probably should have done this earlier. I might have and just forgot. Can I roll a religion check to see if, because like I watched the ghost go into her, so like I know she's like possessed currently. Can I roll a religion check to see if that's like what that means mechanically? Like,
yeah, you did during the combat and it failed, but I'll say because we're sort of post-combat, I'll let you take one more crack at it in like a you know, calm and collected environment where you're not trying to just like recall all the information you have as quickly as you can.
Sure. Okay, cool. Thank you. I don't fucking know anything, man. I don't. 11. You know what? Actually, I'm going to hero point it. Fucking Christ. And I'm going to use a different die. And I'm going to burp, apparently. Sorry. You've got a lot of edits to do on this one, Sammy.
And you don't have to edit out a fart. You do have to edit out a conversation about a fart.
You don't have to edit that out. Natty 18 on that one, though, for a 23.
Woo! Natty 18 for a 23. Yeah, I think you would understand that until the ghost is expelled, this is going to be a persistent problem. The other way, with a 23, more than a 20, you could destroy the rune that is anchoring the ghost to this plane of existence. Now, what that does to the ghost, you're not entirely sure. I mean, you did just destroy three friends, though. So,
I have two questions about them. One, is this like a mechanical like possession thing? Like, is this like a thing in Pathfinder? Then there are like, are there specific, I don't know, holy spells and shit that would like, I'm not necessarily would I know what spells would actually remove it, but like, do I know if these are things that can be cured, basically? Like, if we went and found a cleric who had sufficient power or something?
Yeah, I would say that you would probably know that certainly is a possibility. Also, that I've kind of mechanically augmented the creature a little bit just for game purposes. But basically every hour or so, Wesley will be able to reattempt to remove the spirit, or the spirit can attempt to take over her, you know, possess her body fully. And that will just be an ongoing struggle between them until the spirit is either Wesley is able to eject it through the force of her will, or it is exercised in some other manner.
Okay, cool. And then next question, destroy the rune that's binding it. Can I roll another perception check specifically looking for that within this room?
Yeah, go ahead.
Would that be a regular attack, or is that like you have to destroy it with a religion check or something?
I would say, well, what was your roll?
Another natty 18, actually, for another 23 perception.
Okay, yeah, you see this assortment of runes along the ground. They're kind of carved from the stone and inlaid with kind of a crystalline glass-like filling that is sort of softly glowing. You notice that there are several of them that maintain their glow, whereas the others kind of burnt out as the ghosts were destroyed and dissipated.
Great. I will take my hammer and start crushing them.
Yeah, okay. As you destroy these runes, you won't even roll on it. I mean, you could sit here all day and just make attacks. That's fine. Wesley, you feel that spirit like try to grasp onto you. And as it does, its hands or whatever it is using to incorporate itself into your form begin to just like go soft, like watery, and begin to melt away from it. And in the final moments, you kind of see as its form becomes formless and begins to kind of like droop and melt away from you. There's just this forlorn look on its face that then it kind of like turns its head down and just evaporates to shadow. And your mind is once more your own.
I'm going to smack Wesley in the face trying to expel the ghost.
Go ahead and roll an attack.
Oh, it's a 4.
Yeah, so you kind of like reach out to like Stryker. And in that moment, Wesley, like your senses come back to you and you just kind of like your head back out of the way.
One last question, Charles, on these runes. You said they're like encased in something, but are they like movable? Like, could I, one of the ones that's not glowing as much, could I like take it intact so that we like can give it to the fucking Dr. Bartleby or whatever and be like, this seemed to be ghost stuff.
Bertinotto,
just like that.
Yeah,
just like that.
Excuse me. I believe these are ghost runes.
I have something to say.
You could certainly
the ghosts.
You could attempt it if you have some kind of crafting stonework. It's almost like liquid glass was poured directly into these like carvings, so there is some like bonding there. They don't just pick up, but you could carefully remove them if you have some kind of.
I'm not going to take the time to carefully remove them. I'm smashing them. I will gather up some of the pieces of them, though, like okay. The smashed ones.
Yeah, as you smash them and the glow begins to fade, you do pick up some of the remnants. There are probably a couple that you could maybe reconstruct.
Cool.
Can I walk past?
Oh, go ahead, sir.
Can I walk past Zamorus, but then like put my foot out behind him and push him so he like trips over my leg as I walk into that room?
Sure. Roll an attack. Also, it's happening. You're officially becoming Zamorus.
Oh, I completely forgot your name. I just read that. What would that be? Here. Like, is it be an attack? What's my? Hold on.
Trip is an athletics game? Check.
Yeah. So just your whatever you rolled plus your athletics.
Okay, 13.
13 total. What's your? Oh, I think it would be contested though, right? So, Kenny, you would roll.
Yes, your... I think it's just fortitude DC, I believe.
Fortitude.
That's DC. Not a roll.
What's your fortitude DC, Kenny? Or Amaris?
Oh, what? Reflex DC. So reflex save plus 10.
Oh yeah, 19. Get the fuck out of here.
Dang.
But this time I gotta look in the face kind of like, hang on, you look like you're just kind of being pissy and not possessed anymore.
I'm not possessed.
Oh, right.
I'm not. Well,
fuck, why didn't you say anything?
I feel like it would be excessively hard to tell Leslie with all the eye shifts and creepy things.
Yeah, but when she was possessed, she was doing fucking one eye, one fang and shit.
She's blinking like a frog.
I like to imagine, like, maybe just like some features kind of like rolled over. It's like, your eyes always so dark and baggy. Like, what?
I would like to investigate this room as like while all that's happening, just to kind of like open some drawers and just, if it looks important, I'll grab it, and if not, I'll just be basically like, yeah, there's nothing in here.
Okay, go ahead and roll a, what do we decide, perception check?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Not good, guys. Not good. Seven.
You're kind of looking through it. As you don't seem like a guy with a real eye for business.
No.
Like, you see, it looks like a bunch of boring bullshit.
I'm just like, ugh. I'll just throw papers everywhere.
I would say, like, yeah, it's not a critical fail. So, you would see that there is a, there's a letter on the desk that he was working on when the evacuation took place. It's a request to Human Resources Policy Compliance Division. And it basically is asking for support regarding Hilda Onyx Fist and requesting immediate aid within 72 hours.
Yeah, we already got that letter.
Have you already been in this room?
Yeah, the room at the end of the hall.
Okay. That's right, because Kenny did have the notes. So you leave just to till- remind everybody, in the room you did find a map of the mining sites with site 616 circled, so you do have its location. You did find a vial of like violet sand, that's kind of got like a faint glow itself. And you've got an application for deed of land to mining site 44. And it is in the name of Luis Valle de la Venda.
Oh, that's right.
You said it's an application? All right. Before you said partially.
Or yeah, it's a partially executed deed. Sorry.
Okay, first of all, leave it to a lawyer to have shit like partially executed deeds in his homebrew setting. All right. and also an HR compliance letter.
Well, you know, things go through official channels. I don't know what to tell you.
I feel like we signed that form, didn't we, when we first started playing this game?
But yeah, so... if there, unless someone else is going to go through this room, I think Taldir's going to be like, we should, you know, try to. We've been in here a minute, guys. We should try to.
I'm going to go back into the room with everybody. I didn't see Wesley get possessed, so I'm like, nothing's happened, right? Mm-hmm. I was going to walk up to everybody. I'm like, there's armored dwarves outside. They weren't there when we showed up, so that's just something to, you know.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Wait, so are did we?
Bueno.
Do you did know we go on all sides? Sorry.
They're at the main entrance, basically. I don't remember how many there were, but they're there. And I have a feeling that we might not. We're going to have trouble leaving, I suppose. I think.
Like, didn't you have a failsafe get out of here the other night?
Hell yeah. And then I have my, because I think I did put charges, right? Yeah, where those barrels of gunpowder at. So I'm just going to start like slowly raising my hand up with like the charge.
No, not yet. Like,
or we could, like, most of the stuff we've pilfered is like pretty small stuff. Like, we don't have any big things. We could just like throw it over the back wall and then still pretend to be firefighters and walk out.
I can swallow it.
A fucking nerd. He just called stealing pilfering.
Well, I mean, the thing is if they go inside without letting us leave, we either have to fight or they're gonna,
oh, that's good.
I mean, they're going to come in and see that shit's missing.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's blow it up. Let's go out the back, get a rope on the wall, blow it up. And then, you know,
or we could just blow up and run past, you know, because it's gonna be a big boom, you know, it's gonna be a boom, it's gonna be a big boom.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a big boom.
So we go, and then we just run out while like there's body parts flying everywhere.
Oh yeah, we keep up the firefighter. We're trying to help. Oh, we gotta go back and get reinforcements for this. Oh no, it's so much bigger than we thought.
Well, you said downstairs there's what, a fireplace? We didn't really look on the first floor because we immediately shot upstairs to.
Well, because there was nothing on the first floor.
Well, yeah, no, I know. So what I'm saying is we can set off the explosion. Or you can kind of have it ready to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, and then it blows up. We don't go outside until after it blows up. Maybe wait like a second or two after, and then we run through the smoke and everything. We're just like, fuck! You know?
Okay.
Right. I mean,
Alright, Taz runs downstairs.
Taldir will also go downstairs.
I'll go after.
Taz.
Okay.
This is gonna go so poorly.
So you guys are leaving the top floor and returning to kind of the lobby floor area, but yeah. Nothing has happened yet, right? You guys are just
correct.
No, Taz has a huge smile on his face.
Taz is pumped. Taz is ready. You guys descend back to the first floor. I'll move the map, but it's not. There's nobody down there when you arrive. It's still empty, kind of for your reference. Again, there is two right next to you where you descended the stairs. There's this trap door to the basement. Directly to the south is the doorway leading out of the building. There are no other obvious exit points.
Let me check the basement door for traps, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh. I have a dice. Uh, 11.
Seems cool.
Seems cool.
Yeah, seems cool. I'm going to tell everybody. You guys want to check it out?
Taz is at the front door already.
I personally... I don't think we're going to find anything downstairs. Like, I think it's just a forge.
I was going to say, also, we should have a lookout. Because there's still those two locked rooms or four that we didn't enter, right? In this...
No, we cleared all the rooms down here, too.
The doors aren't open here.
The only room you didn't really, like, clear and examine, you opened the door to, and there was, like, an automaton warning you that the room was subject to attorney-client privilege, and you would be functionally destroyed if you tried to enter.
Right.
A ghoul. Taz puts his goggles on.
I'm stuck in a wall.
My safety goggles. Can...
All right.
I want Wesley to fix her blouse. Make sure the ruffles are at the bottom of the her. What are we? Firefighters. Her firefighter outfit. Yeah. Make sure my collar is out.
I'm going to see that and I'll be like, oh, your bolo tie's out.
Does it look good?
No, put it back
thank
in.
You, thank you for noticing. Thank you for Oh, yeah. You're right.
I like that Wesley's got a ruffled shirt on with a firefighter outfit over it with just a fucking bolo tie hanging out the top.
Stick it out.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to look at Wesley and be like, oh, I like your tie. And then I'm going to activate the bomb. Bah.
Okay, so you activate the bomb. Now, I... Frankly, in a thousand this, years, right? Never thought we would get here. I don't know why I didn't think that. This is the obvious conclusion of every Dungeons & Dragons / Pathfinder game I've ever been a part of.
Yes.
I'm trying to guess the reasonable estimate on igniting thousands of pounds of gunpowder.
We're in the stone walls, baby. We're all right.
I think everybody roll a fortitude save.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Don't fuck it up, tall deer.
Anybody strong enough to carry him?
18.
Same.
I got an 18 also, but plus 7. Oh. Weaklings.
No, roll, my rolls are
oh, wait, oh, plus 8. Today. 26.
Give it to us, Taldir.
15.
50 total?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Good thing you have a plus 12 to that.
Yeah. 15 total. The natural 3. So you just hear.
No, well, sorry, I have a plus 8.
Oh, plus 8.
Oh, sure.
Incredible boom. And you feel the room shake around you. You can hear the walls creak and crack. Screams of terror come from outside. You can feel the heat from the fire as it just rushes past your skin. Everybody manages to more or less stay on their feet and avoid taking damage as the front door, this large steel door, crumples and splinters and just blows in. There is like smoke and ash filling the space at this point. Taz, you can see from where you stand, or are probably now maybe like kind of leaned against the wall. Outside is just a scene of chaos and misery. There are charred corpses with just smoke rising off of them. People running around. These guards were wearing like heavy plate armor. Some of them have like wood shrapnel in their bodies, but they are literally just white hot as they are like cooking themselves inside the suits of armor that they're wearing, desperately clawing at them, trying to remove them from their body. You see some other people that are just like cradling like half burned heads, like hair on fire. It is looks like somebody blew up thousands of pounds of gunpowder outside.
Did we just become terrorists?
I'm standing next to Wesley, so I'm just going to like elbow her and be like, he loves doing this shit. Come on, let's go.
I'm going to turn back and look at the group and kind of go like,
just shit.
That's a cringe from face for the people that can't see his face.
Mommy! Oh, no. We need to get the fuck out of here.
No. I'll take your child to work day? of all the days.
Oh, no.
God, what's that? So I'm going to grab, like, kind of yank on Wesley, start running, and I'm going to kind of push Feldir from behind. And we're going to start fucking moving.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you guys go ahead and roll. I know you're not really being stealthy, but just to try to, like, you know, hide your face or just whatever. Imagine
we're trying to tiptoe out of here.
Just 19 okay.
What are we doing?
We're stealthy.
Yeah.
6 plus 13.
Can I roll performance instead?
You know, given that you are in disguise and not trying to be stealthy, I'll allow it since that's probably the more appropriate role anyway.
I'll do the same.
I got 19.
15
total. 15 total.
10 total.
Okay. As you are, what about Amaris?
Oh, I had a 19.
Okay. Right. I thought I heard, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
As you guys like descend the steps, just billowing clouds of smoke around you, you make your way across the grounds and you see like there are a few people who appear to have been lucky enough to avoid serious injury, but they are fleeing the scene paying you no mind. On the ground, you see the old form of the Dwarven Overmaster, just completely hairless, covered in burns. He like tries to pick himself up and you see his right arm just disintegrate into ash as he raises his body, and he kind of like falls back down and turns to you, and the left side of his face completely burned off. You can see like his cheekbones, his teeth, his tongue is like blackened on the edge. His eyeball has popped. That is an empty bloody eye socket. And he just like takes one moment to kind of like take Taz in, and then his eyes closes and he like collapses completely against the.
And we see Jerry Barnborn among the destroyed as well. Yes.
You guys sneak out of the gate.
Hang on. But before that happens, how many people are around that supervisor guy?
It's really hard to tell. There are, right, in terms of like alive people, almost no one. There are mangled body parts, destroyed corpses.
I'm going to try to pick up some wood shrapnel, and go try to finish the job to make sure.
Okay. All right.
We don't need anybody fucking half.
We don't need witnesses.
Two-Face fucking chasing us down.
Okay, yeah. You're not even going to have to roll on this. I mean, he is unconscious on the ground. You pick up a piece of wood and just stab him in the neck or whatever.
Oh, my God.
It's just you fucking Terminator chasing us down.
You hear a fucking gurgle like as he chokes on his own blood and dies.
Oh, no, he's not going to make it, guys. Keep moving.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Everyone's dead.
That's got to keep an eye out for Amaris. He had like daggers and shit, and he chose to end this old man with a piece of wood.
Well, yeah, I wanted it to look natural. Well,
That's natural. He died of natural causes. Wood spear to the neck.
It's weird. His head's chopped off in the explosion.
All right. So as Amaris kind of like finishes this guy off, you guys move past the outer gate. You can see the guards out there have been knocked unconscious from the, like, what do they call it? The concussive force of the explosion. And standing just beyond the guard tower, running up to you, you see he's just, Jerry is like,
tell dear. Oh, I thought you might be a goner. So worried about you. Come on, this way. We've got to escape.
Gary, I'm so happy you made it. Come on, let's go.
Escape, Jerry. You're a firefighter. Get in there and help them.
Right, but in this day and age, it's mostly running away from fires.
Help them. Get in there. We'll go get reinforcements, Jerry. You stay. You're right, the only one I can trust to do this.
Right, right. Okay, so I'll let the others know. Taldir Stronghammer is on the way with reinforcements, and I will go help who I can.
Yep, sounds good.
Sounds good. What happened here, by the way? I don't...
It was a gas leak.
Yeah, one of the sparks must have made it into the gunpowder. Also, I said that sounds good. Don't use my name, Jerry. Don't ever say my fucking name.
Sorry, Mr. Stronghammer.
Nope.
I know.
Oh. You said it again.
You keep his name out of your mouth. I scream from like across the room.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Right, I didn't know you were married, and I didn't know you were the wife. I apologize for my assumptions.
I could be looking at Tess like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You're a...
Good for him.
You're a very lucky husband, Mr. Nixon. I'm going to...
Right, reinforcements. I'm on the way, on the job. You can trust me. Totally competent. Never fucked anything up in my whole life. This will go perfectly smooth.
That's a weird thing to just say and run away,
when
right?
When he's running away, I get my bow. Should I? Should I, guys?
On one hand, it's like, I think we should be fine. But on the other hand, we're kind of just being like, GM, hope you don't make this character so stupid that you unravel our entire plan for no reason.
I mean, we can't just turn into murder hobos.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're ready.
No, those people deserve it.
No,
they deserved it. They had information.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, puppy.
Just see a dwarven child crawl out, its legs completely blown from its spine.
Oh, no.
Trying to make it out of the gate.
It didn't have a beard anyway.
Don't look at it.
I guess I should say, for the record, no imaginary children were injured in the destruction of this imaginary corporate office.
A corporate office with thousands of pounds of gunpowder outside.
Look, these dwarves. This is real pre-industrial revolution. Practices aren't great. They don't have a lot of quality controls. I'm looking at the map. And the area that we said was gunpowder is literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 barrels. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 plus 6, 15 crates of gunpowder. So,
Jesus.
Okay. And how many pounds per crate/barrel? Because you said thousands. And there's 24 containers total.
Yeah.
So 500 pounds per?
200 pounds each?
I mean, how big are the barrels? Because, I mean, a barrel full of powder would be heavy as fuck. I'd say probably 300 to 500 pounds.
No shit.
Let's say it's 2,000 pounds of gunpowder that you just blew up next to a crowd.
Can't get back in the building.
Oh, I can't get... Damn, you seem to know Roll20 pretty well. How do I... you know how to get the active map out of a folder? I put all of, like, the maps for this office in its own folders that I just didn't clutter the page. But now I can't move the active map out.
I have never made folders like in Roll 20, so I'm not sure where that, I don't know where you're struggling there.
That is probably smart. I would continue that practice.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. No actual imaginary children hurt, but probably
real
two
ones.
two real ones. I was so mad at you guys. I went out and slapped my kids. No, but maybe 30 to 40 dwarves just dead or seriously injured as part of this explosion. But you do make it beyond the wall. Jerry runs off to find help. What are you guys doing now? You're kind of, there is panic and pandemonium as people beyond the wall probably didn't suffer much. Maybe some knocked down from like the concussive force. You don't see a ton of injured people around, but definitely a lot of commotion.
Back to the inn.
Yeah, so we're just getting the fuck out.
All right.
Go to the Winchester guys, and have a pint until the whole thing blows over.
Should we go to the mayor?
We should definitely not.
Yeah, we should wait till the heat dies down a bit, and we should also like stash our firefighter uniforms like on the way back to the inn.
Yeah. So there, I mean, I just read something right now. What is it?
I've done that before.
I'm saying that because I was like, you said barrels, so I Googled like how much.
I mean, whatever. Like a standard barrel, like a
wine one. Barrel.
Well, I mean, like a standard like barrel is like 55 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's basically saying that they can weigh up to. Now I'm getting different things. Never mind. It's a lot. This is just trying to say it's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever gotten? I assume the weight's not all that different by volume. Like you bought like a keg of Bud Light for a high school party. Like that thing's got to be.
What? Well, powder. You can like fucking pack that shit. You
know? Yeah, I don't actually buy alcohol for high schoolers, Charles. That's weird.
Well, when you get to high school, you might. So
that's illegal. You can't buy kegs as a high schooler, Charles.
That's actually against the law.
Well, against the law and can't do it are different things. Found out.
Yeah.
Says a lawyer.
Turns out you can do a whole bunch of things that are against the law. That's why we have laws. If they were impossible, we really wouldn't need to protect against them. Don't buy children alcohol.
Back to the inn.
Yeah, I would say you guys make your way through the streets. As you leave the epicenter of the explosion, it becomes more
zero.
Just more curiosity and almost an excited kind of energy rolling through the rest of this quarter as you leave kind of the
Wait, are we covered in soot and we're just gonna walk or back to like the inn and be like, whoa, I wonder what's going on over there.
We gotta ditch our overclothes, like the firefighter uniforms. Like we gotta ditch them in preferably before we're
so like we need to get rid of
the confusion range, basically.
We need to get rid of our clothes and then we need to get rid of the stash of stuff in separate locations.
No, stash of stuff, we can just, it's all small stuff just in our bags. Like, I think that's fine. But okay. We do need to get rid of the clothes.
I mean, Taldir's bag just has a dozen surveyor's maps poking out of it.
We're not poking out. I'll push them down.
Okay. I guess you're not worried about crumpling them. You're not a...
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, so what are you going to do? You're going to ditch the overclothes. I don't think we need to, like, roll for that unless you're going to try to do something, like, particularly different with them, but you're just kind of like dropping them in an alley or something.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. This is New York. You can't just leave your trash on the street. Huh. All right. So you're able to ditch the overclothes. You make your way out of the Ember District back toward the inn.
And cleaning ourselves while we're doing that to like make sure we're just not covered in soot.
We can like, be covered in soot though. Like I don't think it matters that much. Like we could have been
like in a trash bin or like something.
People who were not in the explosion could still be covered in soot. Like it's a mining Cycle. Town. People are dirty all the time. I don't.
True. I'm gonna make myself dirtier.
Yeah, I like the idea that Taz is like trying to wipe the soot off and it's just like wiping grease on or something. okay, so once you return to the inn, you see the innkeeper, you like enter and she like approaches you kind of hurriedly and she's like,
"Oh, Miss Shantae, I'm so glad that no harm came to you. You and your friends are all right. I was worried that you may have been stuck in the damage."
Worried? Why? What happened?
I mean, you're covered in soot, and I assumed you were near the explosion in the Ember District.
No, that's what that was.
We were checking out some mines, actually.
Yeah.
We've been out of town all morning.
Yes.
An explosion happened. That's crazy.
What? Yes, well, you were new to town. Many people stop in to acquire, you know, claims or deeds to the mining locations. I was worried maybe you had gone to purchase a plot, but no, I'm sorry for assuming. I'm glad you're safe. Have you had any lunch? Are you hungry?
Yeah, I could eat. We could eat.
Yeah.
Looks around.
I'm starving.
Okay, well, I'll fetch some food. I believe your cousin left a message for you, Stronghammer.
Cool. Yeah, bring that out too.
Okay. And she goes off to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Return sometime later, leaves kind of stew for each of you at the table, a couple of pints of ale or whatever. And she hands you like a small rolled note on like from a scrap of paper.
I open it and read it.
Well, last time I assumed you were going to do that, you were like, "I'm not taking time to read shit."
Well, no, when we're in the middle of a heist, I'm not taking time to read it. But when we're fucking sitting in the inn post-heist, yeah, I'll read the fucking paper.
Yeah, you read it. And you've traveled some ground in this time. It's probably taken you 45 minutes to an hour to make your way from the Ember office to the inn. It's not a small city. A lot of confusion, a lot of crowds. So in that time,
and you kind of like, you sit, the hands we're given.
You
land of confusion.
Open the note. You open the note and it just says, "Interesting approach. Not the tactic I would have chosen. We should talk tonight."
Yeah, is it signed fucking Scythe of the Night? Knower of nothing?
No signature.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that note. Like, I can't respond to him, obviously.
Not yet. It's not a text message.
Yeah.
Not at the moment.
Actually,
not
no, I will destroy it, though, actually. Like, I'll crumple it and, like, burn it with a candle or rip it up or something or other, but I will destroy.
Yeah, I imagine there's like a candle in the center of the table and you dip the note into it. It catches fire and watch it burn away.
I'll be like, "Well, that's pretty badass, dude."
and I'll let them know.
There's no crows?
Chaucer wants to meet tonight.
Who?
The scythe of the night. The guy who claimed to be the master guy who, of spies.
Yeah.
Oh, my brother.
Here.
Was there details of where to meet him?
No.
But you burned the note, so now you don't know where to meet him?
No, but I remember we specifically set up a time to meet with him, like, previously. Like, a time and place.
Meet where?
Just, we fade away and fade back in on a young man writing a note, and he's just like, I hope he meeting reads us? Both sides. Getting, no, yeah, there was no meeting information necessarily included.
Yeah, but he'll find us, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's like the master of everything, or spies and stuff. He knows we're here.
Yeah,
you
know? Surely he must know something as the master of spies.
Something. I also like the fact that you guys just brutally barbecued 40 people and are sitting down eating a bowl of soup.
Yeah, that's what he did last time, so it makes sense.
For some reason, I have barbecue on the mind.
Some brisket.
Yeah, how are you guys going to proceed from here?
I'm going to rest. I'm kind of fucking beat.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, we could rest.
I ordered ribs.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, go ahead and roll up.
Do that in the room.
Yeah. Not out here.
So I'm going to finish up my food and drink my stuff.
Can I go over all of the maps that were in Tal'Dorei's bag?
25. Yeah. Okay. And you begin sorting through the maps.
Yeah, in the room.
And a lot of them look like things that don't appear to be particularly...
What was that perception?
Valuable. You do see a couple more maps that have site 616 still present on them.
18? No, 18.
It looks like they were in the process of removing them from all the maps. But as you do continue to move through it, 26? That's a critical success, yeah. You do see one older map that appears to be partially filled in. It's incomplete. It looks to be perhaps hundreds of years old. It has one site in particular that jumps out to you, labeled Dun Kazir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dun Kazir. Good question.
It seems like the map is being built toward it to ascertain the location of this site. All the other information located on the map seems to be topographical, like environmental. It's not like it doesn't include other mine sites or really cities. It just includes this one, looks to be a city, perhaps in its iconography, some kind of important site for the dwarves, and it's just labeled Dun Kazir.
Think about how much XP we got if we really blew up 40 people. Like 40 so kills worth needed. Of XP.
There's was so much gold on the floor too.
That's at least a level up.
Yeah.
I am not going to reward that way. You feel like you could approximate it pretty well. It looks like they were getting close, but it is not entirely certain. It appears to be a map copied from a remnant, and the attempt has been made to fill it in, like kind of around that remnant. As old as it is, it's a reference map to an even older map.
Do I know?
Do you share that
by looking at the map where Den Kazir is? Like, can I tell?
Taldir is going to say we should keep that. Like, when we share our information with the Chaucer and everybody, like, we should not tell them about that map, and we should keep that map back. And then, yeah, Taldir will now actually spend some time going through all the other documents that he stole, like, reading them, reading anything else that... Basically, just reading everything we got.
I'll give you the highlights. We don't have to go through each individual document since you kind of collected them all and brought them together. There's a note. Probably no longer important. You found from the site director, the old man who you ushered out after everyone else had already left. Who is angry at the Overmaster for subsuming his authority and is attempting to write to various people looking for evidence of the Overmaster's wrongdoing or misconduct that he might be able to use against him. There is another note that you recovered from the director of R&D in his room. It's on Ember letterhead. This prosperity through profit, and the body of it basically says our first intuition that some release of toxic gas was involved proved somewhat accurate, though it did not originate from mining activities. The speed and dispersion of the incident's spread indicates the toxin was airborne in nature, but its emanation cannot be traced to any recent breaks in the earth. In fact, whatever caused the incident cannot be detected now at all. This indicates a high likelihood of intentional sabotage. Of all the dwarves working in the mine that day, only three are currently unaccounted for. And it lists Thralesi Onyx Fist, Hilda Onyx Fist, and Basir Blackrock. We suggest locating the individuals to determine whether they played a part in the events inquired about. Additionally, we are returning several of the bodies to King Runethane, where the Royal Academy of Physicians will investigate the matter further. And there's sort of some more along that line, but nothing that really strikes you as particularly important. From the journal, as you flip through the Overmaster's journal, there's a note that just says, Hilda went too far with this one. I can't say what game she was playing, but it doesn't matter anymore. Her operation was a disaster and ended her play from my chair. She was released, of course, but if she thinks that accounts are settled, she's in for a surprise. Even if I wanted to, her association with Thorn leaves her as a loose end. And there's a lot of other, like, kind of policy notes and invoices and accounting notes, but nothing else that seems to be directly related to the incident you are investigating.
Okay, cool. And so do we get the sense that the R&D note refers to Mining Site 616?
I would say that seems likely. It's not explicitly named, but you haven't heard of another mining incident, so.
Okay, and then also the HR note also made reference to Hilda Onyx Fist. What was that again?
Yeah, so it's basically a letter requesting assistance from Human Resources Policy Compliance Division. And requesting that a unit should be sent to basically support the issues with Hilda Onyx Fist within 72 hours, if possible. It was dated today, but left unsigned.
Ooh. Okay, and so presumably the
they're asking for backup to find Hilda Onyxvist, who has been missing since the incident at Site 616, is my guess. And then you also mentioned a second Onyxvist name was missing since the incident at 616.
Yes, Trelesi.
Trelesi. And then Basir Blackrock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it doesn't seem like there's anything else relevant in all of the documents that we were able to find?
Not to this particular event. Mostly it seems to be, again, internal policy drafts, maybe some records of meetings, things like that, but nothing that really relates directly to the investigation.
Okay, cool. Then I suppose we'll rest